The Annunciation by Pimmone Triplett. Starts with a stream of gold that's ridden by a relentlessly linear dove, ready to pierce a young girl's head. Then, her face, her gaze looking up, out past the easel and later past the frame, eyes raised, as if to ask a question. Take the virgin robe, for instance, which Van Eyck has made to fall luxuriously as a second chance across the old storyline etched below her. And, further down, the church's intricately strict apts, each floorboard painstaked as lace, showing here David's lesson in beheading, there Samson's tearing down the temple, that history interrupted by her silken layered folds, each blue built up from perfecting the oil. His favorite signature, as best I can, or as I was able, but not just as I wished. Imagine the endless effort, a man, in the distance, deep in the could-have-been, who sat before the easel hours, perhaps, past his patience for lasting regrets, flat refusals, the quick-drying, water-based attempts flung around a room. And how, alone with pigment barrels, chamber pots, the canvases stretched, the fire exhumed, he poured a stream of oil back and forth, watching it catch the light, change a wooden bowl. For the sake of making the mundane seem to marry the mysterious, her eyes raised, lacquered, slippery wells caught her startled acceptance. Since it's her choosing to be chosen that mattered, largest figure in the frame, the virgin form layered with gold light, blue, her pale hands open for the god imagined sick with thin horizon, and ready to enter thickness now, the body's blood, gristle, vertebrae, whorled fingerprint. The oil spread back and forth, his wrist stiffened. As I was able, but not just as I wished. So, out to pay the right kind of attention to detail, as if in the lengthening carelessness of cracked roads leading away from his town, beneath a matted pulp of the year's leaves, he wished he could hear silence taking shape. A weed, say, starting to split the surface, part vegetal, altar, and example of dumb green change. Or, say, through the window, a flock of geese, receding, advancing by turns, as the sky's gray sometimes meets the double-strength gray of the sea. He might have looked between the shapes, their invisible lines blooded, some racing ahead, others falling behind, each filling in, quickly, empty spaces where the wings once beat. And still, she looks up, asking to be entered. So that if he turned away from shadows, wood panels, chamber pots, winter coats lined against the wall, he might have looked so far into the difficult that he finally could believe, behind her gaze, beneath her brow, under the layers of shell, salt, finally skin white, lay the mind of a mother giving birth to a father and a son, the flesh, a color, an instant spared.